Okay, today is Daf Yud Gimel. We're on Yud Beis Amud Beis, up to the Mishnah. Today we'll learn Refu Shlema to Shmuel Tzvi Ben Perel, Mordechai Ben Malia, Moshe Shmuel Ben Batya Bela, and Avigal Bas Esther Malka. Okay, we're going to start a Gemara now, and a Sugya now, which is going to go through tomorrow for sure. It's not even longer than tomorrow. One long, long, long Sugya. It's not easy at all. Here we go. Ready? Okay. The idea is going to be, the topic is going to be, you become a Nazir, and then you become another Nazir at a different time in your life. Okay? I'll be a Nazir today, and I'll also be a Nazir in 10 days from now. Right? But what do you do about all that? So complicated. Ready? Here we start. The Mishnah starts off nice and simple. Hareini Nazir l'kishayili ben. I'll be a Nazir when I have a son. Whenever that is, it could be 20 minutes from now, and it could be never. But whenever I have a son, I'll be a ben. I'll be a Nazir. I'll be a Nazir. V'nolad lo ben, and he has a son. Harei zeh Nazir. He's a Nazir, right? Fascinating Tosfos. Look at the Tosfos. Hareini Nazir kishiyili ben. See what he says in one line? Pirish. Hoda v'shevach l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Praise to Hashem, Shechanani, that he graced me, Vizakeni, and he was Zochev Vinolad Li Ben, and he gave me a son, Hareini Nazir. Not a kiddush, a Nazir. Right? Unbelievable, different way of looking at the world. Right? He became a Nazir because he's so happy. Right? That's what Tosa said. That's what he made this nether. So happy I become a Nazir.
Yeah.
Okay? What? Exactly. That's exactly my point.
Yeah, and bat doesn't count?
What doesn't count?
A daughter?
No. Nolad lo bas. Nolad lo bas. If he said a daughter, or tumtum, or androgynous, ain't no nazir. You're not a nazir. Right? You're not a nazir.
Tumtum is both?
Tumtum is a suffix, and androgynous is both. Okay? It doesn't matter. Now, the Mishnah Melech asks the following question. What if a guy says, I'll be a Nazir if I have a Ben or a Bas, and then he has a Tumtum or an Androgynous? Then what? So did he mean a Ben or a Bas Vadai? In which case, Tumtum or not, or not. Okay, so that's all hot. Okay. Now, Im Omar, if he said, okay, that's the easy case. The Gemara is going to ask, what's the Chiddush in that case? It's Pashat. A guy says, I have a son, I'll be a Nazir. You have a son, you're a Nazir. What's the point? A daughter's not a son, a tumtum's not a son, a drug is not a son. Okay. What? It's a decent question. So I'm not sure that matters. Anyway, Imamar, Kishyili Vlad, but if someone says, if I have a Vlad, what's a Vlad? Anybody? Afilu Nolad Lobas, Tumtum, Vandrogonis, Harez and Nazir. Right? Any child, any offspring. So the Gemara, no, Vlad means offspring. Any child. It's also part of it, no?
Right?
Okay. Here we go. Hipila Ishto. What if she miscarries? Right? It doesn't mean she miscarried. Hipila Ishto means that it didn't live, the baby didn't live. It doesn't mean that, you know, after 2 months in the womb, the baby didn't make it. That's not what it means. It means she had a baby. What?
Stillborn,
or even if it died a week later, something like that. So, ain't a Nazir. He's not a Nazir. Now, Reb Shimon Omer, what? Because it's not a Ben Kayama.
Why? But he doesn't know if the child's going to die 10 days later. He doesn't know when the child is born, he becomes a Nazir right away.
Correct.
So
that's why, it's a good question. That's what Rav Shimon says. Rav Shimon Omer, Yomar, a guy should say like this. Im haya ben kayama. Well, if the baby was going to live, if the baby was a ben kayama, so why did it die? It happens. It happens sometimes, right? Then hareini nazir chova. I'm a nazir chova. Right? I'll be a nazir. Then I'm a real nazir. It's covering his bases. Not sure what happened. Not sure why the baby died. If it's a Nazir Chova, if it's a Ben Kayama, then I'm a valid Nazir. V'yimlav, and if not, Harei Ani Nazir Nidava. then it's a nedava. What's a nedava nazir? Well, you're not going to. So Tosva says. Tosva says, and the Tosva is on number B. You got to go back for a minute. Hipila ishto. You see the Tosva hipila ishto in the second line. Ugmara mugila k'Rabbi Yehuda. We're going to say in a minute like Rabbi Yehuda. The savar lo machis inish navshel is feika. People don't express things to have suffix, right? Therefore, he never would have made a statement. If I have a son, I'll be another. But what if it's a bet? What if it doesn't make it? So nobody would do that. Therefore, built into your statement is, if it survives, I'm a nazir. And if it doesn't survive, I'm a nazir nedava. I'm a voluntary nazir.
First,
kind of
defined nazir nedava.
Safik nazir, Havi, you're a safik nazir. Dilma ben kayama, mashi pila. Maybe it was a ben kayama. Hilkach, tov lahasno, it's different, you make this condition. Lomar, and you say, in ben kayama, hareri nazir chova, midibure arishon. If it's a ben kayama, then I'm a nazir. That's what I said. V'im leino bar kayama, and if it doesn't make it, kigon the lokal chadashav, right? It didn't make it. V'lo hayu dibure rishon klum. So what I said never happened. I said if I have a son, I'll be a nazir. Didn't have a son really. Halachically, hareini nazir nedava. I'll be a nazir nedava. What's that? Klomar me'ata hareini mikabel alai nazirus. From right now, I'll tip my nazirus. Umona nazirus. You bring your zeros, umaybe carbonosav, you bring your carbon, umutter b'yayin umagaleah, you mutter in yayin and you can go take a haircut. In other words, what you say is, right now I'll be a nazir. I said I'll be a nazir to have a son. Okay, something happened, my wife went to the hospital, it didn't make it, the whole story. So right now I'll be a nazir.
As soon as he dies, the nazir is over?
Correct. I'll be makabel and the nazir is right now. That's what he. That's what tells us. That's in the Dava. She'im lo hisne kain. If you don't make that condition, then call yamav hayim akolkal Reb Shimon. Your whole life you can't have a shave, right? Because we're not sure what the story is with you. They're not a shave. The mitzvakalon the mistake lo matzul legalech. As a suffix, you can't shave, right? For us to call yamav b'yayin b'talachus b'tumah. Your whole life is stuck. May nazar, may not. I don't know. Maybe make it. Maybe not make it. Your whole life is stuck. So say this to get out of it. Fine, very good.
The kayama is within 40 days, it's considered one.
Yeah, 30.
The hilo means within 30 days?
Yes. Yeah. It doesn't mean if the baby's hit by a truck, it doesn't mean that. It means it didn't make it because it. So in the good times of the Gemara, there was an idea that if a baby's born sometimes premature, it's not classified halakhically as a ben kayama. Today, that's not true. But that's the halachic status. It has nothing to do with science.
The issue was 8 months.
Right, the issue was the 8th month, which nobody can figure out why that is. Why is the 8th month more dangerous than the 7th month?
Right.
But that's... It doesn't apply today, no.
So it has nothing to do with the 30-day.
What? The Shulchan Aruch has a very strange, difficult statement. It says that if a baby's born in the 8th month on Shabbos, you don't touch it. Because it's like Moksa, it's going to die. And Chazal said to do that, you're a Rotzeach. Right? It's different now, right?
Right.
Okay. What? Right. Exactly. Next. Chazra the Yolda. Right? Harezeh. Chazra the Yolda. Harezeh Nazir. Right? If the mother has another son. Right? Chazra the Yolda. So this one didn't make it. So, according to the Tanakhama, there was no Naziris. Forget Reb Shimon for a minute. Right? Now she got pregnant again. Baruch Hashem, she had a good, healthy baby. So now you're a Nazir.
Right.
There's no statute of limitations on these statements. Guy said, if I have a son, I'll be a Nazir. His wife was 9 months pregnant. Nebuch, the baby didn't make it. So he's not a Nazir. Now, 2 years later, she has a baby. Mazel tov, now he's a Nazir. Reb Shimon Omer, Yoma, like this. Im Rishon Ben Kayama. Same story. Harishon chova v'zu nedava. Right? If the first baby was a chov, then that was my chov, and this is a nedava. V'yim lav.
The second baby?
The
second baby?
Yes.
Why would the second
because
baby
he's not sure. V'yim lav, harishon nedava v'ze chova. That was a voluntary, and this is a chov.
Yeah, I understand that, but I understand if the first one is a bakayama, and he doesn't have any more obligation in his ears, it's a fair bit.
What?
If the first baby was a bar kayama.
He's not sure.
at least 9 months till the next baby.
Right, but we're not sure about the first one. So it was the first. He didn't want to do. He didn't want to be in the davar. He wanted to be a real nazir. Not sure what the difference is.
But the first one's part hayyam because it lasted 9 months. It had to last 9 months after the second baby.
What? It's not twins. We're gonna get to the twins. We'll get to twins in a minute.
9 months.
We're getting to twins soon.
I'm not talking about twins. I'm talking about 9 months.
Yeah.
So it's one baby. It's not gonna have another baby tomorrow. It's gonna have another baby in a year later.
A year later, right?
So they're still holding him. Still waiting to find out the bark of the first one.
Yeah, we're not sure. We're never gonna know. You're never gonna know that.
A guy's always said nothing to double.
No, because the first. No, what do you mean? I'll be in others right now. You don't make a condition like this. You made the condition on something you never know what's going to happen.
I'm saying...
Now, if the baby grows up to be an adult, a year later, it's a Ben Kayoma for sure. But the baby died. But we're not sure why it died.
Okay.
When is he saying this statement? After he makes... when is he saying Yomar? Later on?
I think before.
Before. When he makes him... Yeah.
Okay. Hi, my Lememra. What's the Chiddush in the beginning of the Mishnah? If I have a son, I'll be another. It's obvious. He's making a promise. You keep your promise. Oh, Mishum Seifa. The Seifa. Bas Tumtum Van Drogen is ain't another. But if you have a Bas, a Tumtum Van Drogen, he's not another. So Pshit, that's also Pashut.
It's a Ben.
I would think, L'kishe Ebonne. Ben here doesn't mean Ben, it means to build a family. When I said it, what he meant to say was, if I build a family, meaning I have anybody, I'll be another. Who, Kamar? Kamash Malan, Delo. We don't say that. Now, Vimar Makishielo Vlad, so Pshita. If someone said if I have a Vlad, it's also Pashut. Mazatim, I would have thought Vlad, the Machashev Beni, Inchi Beinon. Oh, a guy needs a Chash of a Vlad, not a daughter. What's a Machloket? A what? It's a Machloket. Kamashlon, we don't say that. And Vlad means any Vlad. So Machlokes, if the daughter is included in the non-Chashev child, the Tosfos says yes. The Bas Nami Lo Mechashve. A Bas also not Chashev. The Choshkein Tumtum Adjogan is certainly that. Kamashlon, no. If you said Vlad, it's included. The Rambam in Persian Mishnayis and the Rabbeinu Peretz say, no. It only means Tumtum Adjogan. The Bas not included. The Bas is considered a Chashev child. Okay. Hipilu Ishto Eino Nazir. So if the wife miscarried, you're not a nazir. Man katarnila, who said that? Rabbi Yehuda decreehu. It's Rabbi Yehuda of decree. Decree means the pile. Remember the story of Rabbi Yehuda with the pile? What happened was, a guy says, I'll be a nazir if there's 100 kor in that pile. And you come and sure enough, there was 100 at one point. But someone stole some. So now there's not. So at the time he made the net promise, was there or not, wasn't there? So we don't know. We're never going to know that answer. So look at Tosfos, it reminds us, Bebraisa de Issia Le'el, Beperek Kama, it's only like 7 days ago, right? 6 days ago. De Ka'amar, Nignav, Eino Nazir. Right? That if the Tanakama there said, if the pile, some of it got stolen, you're not a Nazir. Dikama Lael, the Nazir, decree, lo havi Nazir, klal, lo Rav Yehuda. You're not a Nazir. Why? What would we say? Because it's not, we don't know for sure. And a person doesn't bring himself into suffix. So same thing over here. Tanakhama says, quote Rav Yehuda, you're not a Nazir because you made a suffix. You made yourself into a suffix. Right? And people don't do that. Therefore, since it's not 100% certain, you're not a Nazir. Right? Okay. Then Tosfos says a little bit what you said, Yossi. He says, "Avalo ratza lomar Rabbi Yehuda daflahu." We don't want to say it's a different Rabbi Yehuda. Dimkein afilo hayavlad ben kayama ein a nazir. It also wouldn't be a nazir given to b'shas havlad shas haneder lo hayavlad ba'olam. The vlad wasn't here yet, so we don't want to say a different shita. This shita that what? Since it lends itself to having a suffik, then you're not a nazir, because a nazir can't be a suffik. But you can take it to logical. You take it to the extreme. And say, well, the baby's not even here yet. So what kind of stuff? Of course it's a suffix. So that's what we're not going to say. But yeah, but people don't bring it. And since a baby is something which is a suffix, we're not sure it's going to make it. You're not a nazir. According to the Tanakhama, you're not a nazir. Why? It's a Yehuda's vart. Okay. Reb Shimon Omer, Yomer, Imha Yeben Kayama Harei Nazir, Chova, V'yamah Harei Nazir, Nidava. Right? So Reb Shimon had his way out. And now the Gemara begins.
Right.
Queso.
Yeah.
Actually, before when he makes the time he makes the declaration, he says this thing. He doesn't know how many kids he's going to have then. He said, when I have a son, I'm going to be a nazir.
Right. However, but I know that my son might not make it. So if my son doesn't make it, I'll be a nazir in a dova.
And then the next time I have a son, like he's
same story, older. Same story.
I'm saying this all in advance.
Right.
I know he's got another son 5 years from
now. Right.
Does he have to state that, or is that what
that is? I think he has to state it. I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure. The Gemara's not going to be busy with that. The whole new question now. Ready? Ready for this question? Boy mene Rav Ava me Rav Huna. Hareini Nazir. Listen to this. This is the case of twins. Hareini Nazir. The guy, I'll be a Nazir. Likishayeli ben, if I have a son, vipila, and the son didn't make it, vipila ishto, the wife had miscarried, vihifrish carbon, and he was mafrish a carbon. Why was he mafrish a carbon? Because he didn't know the wife didn't make it. He didn't know the baby didn't make it. And then vichazra viyalda, and then the doctor said, "Oh, there's twins, another baby's coming out."
So which one? So the first one died.
Yeah. Mahu, what's the story? What kind of question is that? So what?
What's the problem?
Is he a nazir or not? So listen, let's look at Tosfos. What? No, but the son has to be a ben kayama.
The first one was, the second one was.
Right, but the second one is not his neder.
Now what?
Second one's not his neder. His neder is on the first one.
Whoa,
why?
Is neder from the pregnancy? Why can't it be on the second one? The first one is not Bar Kayama, then it's just the second one.
So one second. That's the assumption. The assumption is that the neder is only on the first one. The question is going to be, if the second one makes it, is that a riot that the first one also made it?
What?
Yes.
That's
what? Look at Tosfos. Vipila ishto v'hifrish carbon. Perish l'nazir raso. He was mafresh his carbonos for Naziris. Why did he do that? Because he's a very, very, very anal person, and the minute he said that, he went ahead and got animals. Vialda, Pirish, Vialda, and said that she had a baby. Pirish, Meosa Harayon Atzmo, from that pregnancy. Vlad Kayama, the second baby, the second twin, is a Ben Kayama. Vahashta Yesh Hochacha Gedola. Now there's a pretty good assumption. Midahai bar kayama, that this one made it. Hanefel havinami bar kayama. The nefel also made it. Vikala lo chadashav, and it was a good, viable baby. The tipahi nechlekes l'shtayim. Because how do you have twins? The tipa was split in half. Says Tosvos. Therefore, it's really the same. So if the second one made it, it has to be, I know you're all asking me, it has to be that the second one was not the neder. The neder was only on the first one. And the first one died. And we always have a suffix, is it a ben kayama or not? So the Tanakh Kama says, you're not a nazir. Why not? Because you don't make statements into suffixes. Like this thing with the pile. You're not a nazir if it's a suffix. And the Shimon says, no, cover your bases. Here, what about here? Here, there's a second baby. Second baby made it. Is that a riot that the first baby also made it?
That's right. No.
Hilkach, therefore, Tala, Chala, Kedusha al carbon. The Kedusha is Chal on the carbon. Shehifrish, Kishei Pila, Sheshuv, Lohitish, Osa Behemoth. You don't have to do it again.
It's possible the first one died and the second one made it.
What?
Why can't the first one die and the second one makes it?
You're right. We don't know. But this is a better right. You're right. This kash is only if you have twins. And no. Only if one doesn't make it,
no.
And only if you made an edger on one that didn't
no,
make it.
Or it does start with Charles Wentz.
Right.
It would have to be identical.
Correct.
Identical.
What would be the luck if the first one dies, not by Kiyama, it dies with a miscarriage, or whatever you want to call it. The second one survives.
That's the question.
So the second one of a heart?
That's not, the answer is no. It's not Pet.
No.
It's not Pet Erechem. It's not Pet Erechem.
It was the first one.
Even though he died, correct.
You kind of know he's having twins. He says, if I have a Ben from this pregnancy, I'm giving a Kiddush, or whatever, I'm giving
another. He said, if the first baby coming out of my wife is a Ben, I'll make a Kiddush.
He didn't even know he's having
twins. Not make a Kiddush, it's the opposite, I'll be a Nazir.
He didn't even know
no Kiddush. What?
He's having twins?
Now, how do you know you have twins?
He didn't know. Because of a yoga.
And then look at this. The doctor said, look at this. There's another one in there.
Right. So, how's the A and B? He goes, I want to have a...
Well, one comes out first. They don't come out together.
I know. No, you know he's having twins. He says 3 months ago.
He thought he's having one. Like most births are not twins.
Right.
So he thought of having a baby. I have a son right there. Sure enough, the son came out. I'm a nose right this second. He runs it. Comes back. The doctor says, by the way, let me tell you what happened. While you're ready to get your kibbutz, let me tell you what happened. This one died, but you have a twin. That's a shiloh. I'm not saying it's happened every day.
That's why they wrote the sonogram.
Right.
And what happened to that carbon? Is it now, is it not kosher?
That's the question. That's the question. So the first one didn't make it. The question is, since the second one made it, is it a riot that the first one also really made it because it's the same tipa? Yeah. And therefore, it was a ben kayama. Why did it die? It happens. But you still have to keep your net there. Or do we have the same suffix as in the Mishnah? Then we have no clue. So, Aliba Deman, who's this question going on? E Aliba de Reb Shimon, image of Shimon, Mighty Bayale. Harm Reb Shimon suffers and reveals the Zerith Lahachmer. This Kasha cannot be under Reb Shimon, because Reb Shimon anyway you have to cover your bases. It's not a Shaila. Ella, Aliba de Reb Yehuda, the Amr suffix, the Zerith Lahakel. The only question according to Reb Yehuda. Who said, if it's a Suffolk Naziris, you're not a Nazir. My, what's the story? Kadosh or lo Kadosh? Is it Kadosh or not? My Nafkamina, who cares? What's the difference? What's the difference? The difference is the Karbanos, the animals, Ligizaso, Villa Avod, Bo. The difference is in the animals. Can those animals, if you're going to, there's a halacha, let's say you said you're going to bring a carbon, and for whatever reason you didn't bring it. So you redeem it. You don't have the money, whatever it is, you redeem it. So that animal, you cannot shear it and you cannot milk it. Why? You can't sell it either. You can't work it. Why? Because it was once, it was not hektish anymore, it was once hektish. That's the shayla here. Same shayla. And the answer is teku. It's a teku. Okay?
So you can't bring it for the second.
Correct. Next question. Boy, Mine Ruchumi Me Abaya. Ben Ruchumi asks a question to Abaya. Who's Ben Ruchumi? What? It's the only place in Shas where Ben Ruchumi appears. And the Maariv Chai says you find many times if a guy appears one place in Shas and his name has to do with the sugya. It's called Ben Ruchumi. The son of Rachamim.
Oh.
Right, mercy. And that's going to be his question. Very interesting. His name has to do with the sugya, and he never appears there again. What's his question? A guy says like this. You'll see. What does that mean? It wasn't his real name.
It's his father's name.
Right, it wasn't his real name, maybe. Anyway, Hareni Nazir Kishili Ben. A guy says, I'll be a Nazir if I have a son. V'shama Chaveiro, V'omar, V'olai, me too.
Me too what?
Me too, I'll be another if I have a son, or I'll be another if you have a son. Which one is it? Ma, what's the story? Adibure mashma? Was he talking about his body? Oh, agufe mashma. Was he talking about himself? Im tim salam agufe mashma. If he's talking about himself, Amar Harini, Nazir Likashili Ben, a guy says, Ruvain says, I'll be Nazir if I have a son, Fashama Khaver Vamavani, and Shimon says, me too, me also. Not Olai, Ani, Ma. Well, now what's the story? Anafshe Kamar. Was he saying it about himself? O Dilma, Hachi Kamar. Or here's what he meant to say: Rachim Nalach Kavasach. I feel for you. So therefore, you have a son. I'll also do it, right?
So both of them are saying the same thing, basically. Saying
that
they're
going to
do it too.
So no, Reuven says, if I have a son, I'll be another.
Right.
Shimon says, I'll lie.
Right.
What does that mean? That means if you have a son or if I have a son. We don't know. But what about if he says, Vani? Now, same question.
Right.
Is it you have a son or if I have a son? So Vani is different than a lie. Right? The Rashi somewhere else says that nobody says, you wouldn't say, Olai Kamoscha, like, Olai Kamoscha? Olai Ahavo? Doesn't make any sense. Ani Ahavo, I love you, and you have a son, I'll also become a Nazir. Right? So it's different, exactly, slightly different. Imtim Salomar call Baanpe Kisefa Le Milsa, right? That the reason why he was sort of like pressured into agreeing to become an Uzzer also, and really it's for Reuven, right? Reuven says, listen, I'm married so many years without any children, if I have a child, I'll be an Uzzer. Like you sort of, like you may come with such a sad story. So the guy says, yeah, Navani. So we would say, that means, yeah, I'll do the same thing with you. You have a son, I love you, you're my good buddy. If you have a son, I'll take up be an Uzzer also. Right? How about this one? Amar, Hareini Nazir, because she had Ploni Ben. Reuven says, I'll be an Uzzer if Shimon has a son. And Levi's standing there. B'shama Chaveiro, v'amar Vani. And Levi says, Vani, now what? There's no embarrassment now. There's no pressure. Because the guy's not even here. It's not even the guy. It's not even a sob story. Right? Mao, mi amrinan, shalo b'fonav, anafshe ka'amar. Since the guy's not here, he meant it about himself. Oh, Dilmore, maybe no. Hachi kamar lach. Rachim nolai kavasach. I'm your, so to speak, man of mercy. And just like you said that for Levi, I'll also say it for Levi. And the answer is, tiboi, it's a teku. Okay? All right? Okay. That was the easy part of today's talk. It's now, this is very hard. Ready? Hareini Nazir, if a guy says, I'll be a Nazir, V'Nazir Kishiyi Li Ben. And I'll also be a Nazir if I have a son. Two Naziris. So what do you do?
Start
Hareini Nazir, I'll be a Nazir right now. V'Nazir and a Nazir L'Kishiyi Li Ben. Again.
A Nazir again.
We're learning it's two Naziruses now. The problem is, Hischil Mona Es Shalo, you start counting the Naziris Shalo means without the son involved. You said you'll be a Nazir. How long is the Naziris? 30 days. You start counting your Naziris. V'Yachakach Noad Lo Ben. Then you have a son. How long were you a Nazir? Less than 30 days. Mashlim es shalo, so you finish yours. V'acha kach mon es shel b'no, then you start your sons.
And you finish it
with
the brothers and everything.
What?
You truly finish it with
the brothers. Yeah. Hareini Nazir, that's case number one. Case number two. Hareini Nazir kishiyi li ben. He said it the opposite way. I'll be a Nazir if I have a son. V'Nazir, and I'll also be a Nazir. So hischil mona es shalo. Again, first you start counting your own. V'achar kach nolad lo ben. Then you have a son, right? But you said the son first. You said if I have a son, I'll be another, and I'm also being another right now. So you start counting in Naziris. Miniach es shalo. You put yours aside. Umona es shel b'no, and then you go to your sons. And then you go back and continue your own.
You
started your own.
Why wouldn't that be the same? Why wouldn't the outcome be the same as the first case?
Because
when you said he has a son,
right?
And then I will be in Lazar also. So we said you finish the son's, the child's first, and then you start yours.
Right.
Why would this be the same as that then?
Why is it the same halacha?
Yes.
Because he said something different. He said
it's the same, but his intent is the same.
The outcome is not the same. He's saying that you stop one of the zeros and you continue it later. He said you finish one and start the next.
Because you said your son's nazir first. We'll see in a minute.
You don't also say your son's nazir.
No, you didn't. The first case was Hareini Nazir. Look at the first two words of the Mishnah. Hareini Nazir. V'Nazir Kishiyi Li Ben. Start counting in Naziris, and you have a son in the middle. You have a son on day 20. Start counting. On day 20, you have a son. Keep on finishing, then do your sons. Here, you did it the opposite way. You said, I'll be a Nazir if I have a son. And I'll also be a Nazir. So when should you be a Nazir? Start now. You have a son in the middle. Stop your count. Start your son's count, then finish yours.
Okay.
What?
If your wife is due November 20th, let's say, and she's full term, and you saw your nazir is November 10th for yours, you know it's going to be interrupted.
Correct.
Right?
I cannot answer why somebody would do this.
No, I'm just saying.
Maybe Chloe's having a daughter? What? Yeah.
No, it's flouting what you said. You don't saw your nazir, so you know it's going to be
interrupted.
Let's say
it's
full term. Let's say you do
it.
Then flouting what you said.
Okay. Boy Rava. I'm not sure we're going to finish this today, but we can start it. It's quite difficult. Amar, a guy says like this. Hareini nazir la'achar esrim yom. I'll be a nazir after 20 days. Umeachshav me'a yom. But right now, I'm going to be another for 100 days. Mahu, what's the story? Right? You hear this? Now, we're going to do something we don't hardly ever do. Let's look at the Mefarish. So that's like the Rashi side. So the first Mefarish. Yeah? Klomar. Havadai pshitali, it's obvious to me, she'im amar hareini nazir la'achad lamed yom, umeyachshav nazir stam, Kivon, right? The guy says, I'll be a Nazir in 30 days, and I'll be a Nazir now. Kivon, the Naziris, Zu, Sha'amar, Me'achshav, Yachal, Lahashlim, Kodim, Shiaskal, Os, the Naziris, Sha'amar, Lachalamid Yom. Why? Because he said 30 days, I'm going to be 30 days now. So I can be a Nazir now, my Naziris will end, and then I'll be a Nazir again. That's not a Shiloh, that's not an issue. The Ha'amar, Nazir, Stam, the Hainu, Lamid Yom. Hilka, Chala, Naziris, Me'achshav, La'alter, Umgalech, Lamid Yom. You're another now. 30 days out. Vishov Mona Naziris Shinad al Achal Lamed Umagalach Lazov Yal Lamed. Then your second Naziris can start. Elaha Boy Rava Kivad Amar Harani 100 days. You made yourself crazy with 100 days. So again, what's the case? Harani Nazir al Achal Esrim Yom. I'll be a Nazir after 20 days. Umei Achshav Meya Yom, and I'll be another now for 100 days. Now, what's the story? So I'm going to start counting now. What do I do in 20 days? Do I stop my 100 days and then do the 30 days and then resume? Well, didn't the Mishnah say that if you have a son? Didn't the Mishnah say to do that? Start your own. The son comes, you stop yours. Do the son's and then resume yours. Why is it different? The only difference is
because something happened and you didn't know when exactly.
So Tosfos does point that out. You didn't know when you're going to have a son. You didn't know.
You say 20 days.
Right?
You were sitting with yourself.
Now, here's the Gemara's two sides of the question. Kivon de Halein Meya, since right now you started counting 100 days, Be'esrin, Lo Shleiman, Lo Chaylin. The Naziris that's supposed to begin in 20 days doesn't start, nothing happens to it. It gets pushed by the wayside. Oh, Dilma, no.
Or it's in limbo.
What?
It's in limbo.
Right. O Dilma or no, Kivon de Isle Gidul Sar Libasof, right? Chaylin, since what does that mean? Shiyelo
you have a 30-day growth repair at the end.
Correct.
Well, I don't know why 30 or 20 days.
Well, no. The halacha is that there has to be 30 days if you're not taking a haircut. So if you start counting the 20 days, stop, do the 30 days, right? After the 30 days, you still have more than 30 days left on your 100-day Naziris. You have 80 days left. So you're going to have to take a haircut anyway. So do it that way. So there's no harm, no foul. So therefore it's chal. You hear? That's the Gemara's question. You don't get it? You can count 20 days. Stop.
You said I'm going to be 20 days.
No, I'm going to be a Nazir in 20 days.
In 20 days.
And I'm also a Nazir now for 100 days.
But you said first I'm going to do 100.
No. He said I'll be a Nazir in... Yes, first, yeah.
First
yeah. So start counting right now 20 days. In 20 days, you have a 30-day Naziris now. Stop the 100-day Naziris.
Oh, I see.
Go to the 30 days. And then after the 30 days are over, you still have more than 30 days. It's exactly what you do when you had a son. Right? So do we say
80 left?
80 is more than 30. So therefore, the halacha is that you need 30 days in order to take a haircut.
Right.
So you have that.
Right. So why does it say that once interrupted,
So
the Mishnah didn't say that. The Mishnah said, you have a baby, you stop yours, start for the babies, and then go back to yours.
Why would you say that?
That's what the Mishnah said.
So what's the problem?
The Mishnah said that. What? So we don't have time to do the Tosfos inside. Maybe we'll do it's time to do one. Look at Tosfos of the first one, Boy Rava, but it's like in the middle of it. 1, 2, 3, 4, like 5 lines down, it says like this. V'yemutter, right in the middle of a sentence. V'yemutter b'yayin u'bekaglachas b'hana chaf yom. During these 20 days, you can do whatever you want. V'achar kach yimne lamed yom legaleach v'yavi karbon. In other words, the first side is, the first 20 days, nothing happens. Why does nothing happen? Because you're having a Naziris in 20 days. So you can't, you what?
Well, I'm sorry.
You're having a Naziris in 20 days.
But you're also having it for 20 days now.
So that, what? No, you said I'll be another for 100 days starting right now. So it can't start now. It can't start now. Why can't it start now? Because you're 100 days, because your 30 day Naziris is starting in 20 days.
Right.
So for 20 days, do nothing. Then v'shuv monek kuf yom retzufim. Then count 100 days. V'yigaleach v'yavi karbon. U'mash amar me'achshav me'ayom. Ah, you said for right now. Ratzalomer u'me'achshav kimo kain ani makabel kuf yom achar she'asa stam naziris lachar chaf yom. You meant to say after 20 days, even though you said 20 days. Tell me, you said right now. Tell me what you meant. How could you mean that? You're starting in naziris in 20 days. How could you mean 100 days right now? What kind of contradictory person are you? Therefore, it doesn't start now, it starts later.
So
that's one half of the suffix.
20 days of nothing, 30 days of the zeros, and followed by 100?
I'm not sure if it's followed by 100 or another 70. That I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. Alright, you know, we'll stop here. We'll stop here right in the middle of the story.
Why?
What? Why? Because we're not going to finish it. I'd rather not start it and read it too fast. And don't worry. And tomorrow...
You'll have to come here tomorrow.
Yeah.
Night.
All right.
Well,
I'm sorry. It was just this is where it ends. We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day and a good Shabbos.
Wow.